After 9 years of working to save the watershed, the Hoosac River Revival hired its first full-time executive director. Environmentalist Matthew Miller talks about the project's management going forward.
I was hired, actually started May the 15th, and I was still living in Arkansas at the time, and so worked for about a month remotely, and then moved to North Adams. My wife and I moved to North Adams 3 weeks ago, and so started in, on-site with the project.
What does an Arkansas man know about the Hoosac River?
That's a great question. What do I know about the Hoosac River? Well, I know, from the information that's been provided to me by the organization and a little bit about the general aspects of the river. It's ecological aspects as well as what's been done to it to change the river for flood control and that sort of thing and what's happened over time. But more, I guess, generally, if you will, part of my background is in river restoration work in the southeast and on projects that include things that are very similar to what the issues are up here and how to work with the river and how to work with diverse stakeholder groups and state and federal agencies. So, all those sort of herding of cats and keeping the balls in the air sort of thing is kind of universal, if you will. So, the specifics of the Coldwater River that the Hoosac is, I'm learning on that aspect because those are kind of specific to the region. But the general river information is something that I've worked with quite a bit in the past.
You have a fresh pair of eyes. How's the river doing?
Well, I think overall, it's a pretty healthy watershed. I mean, it supports a native trout population, which speaks well to sort of recovery over the long haul. When you're, sort of looking at the 30,000 foot flying above elevation, kind of looking down at the project from a bird's eye view. So the watershed itself has definitely gotten healthier over time with water water quality controls up and down the watershed. But still, the 2.5 miles of cement culverts that the or cement channels and chutes that the river runs through within North Adams proper has been designated by the state as an impaired waterway. So we know we've got work to do to improve the water and the habitat for the river in that section. But again, like I said, since it does support upstream and downstream of the cement chutes, native fish populations, that's a really good indicator of, overall stream quality.
So what's your goal going forward?
My goal going forward, in the short term, there are folks that I need to meet and greet, and there's aspects of the project I need to learn. I mean, it's been going on. It's not like this is a new project and we're just opening the doors. Judy Grinnell, the founder, and the board of directors, I've been working 9 years on this project, and so there's a little bit of a learning curve that I'm working on right now. But, again, moving forward, we've got a on the south branch of the river, we have a pilot project that's in place, and we're moving forward with the planning and design on that. And again, a lot of players involved there with state agencies, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the city, and just so being able to move forward on that. And then continue with things like fundraising and moving ahead on conceptual designs for the North Branch, which we just started last month, so we're just beginning to put some efforts toward that, which is another piece of the puzzle.
That's new Hoosac River Revival Executive Director Matthew Miller. Miller is the former executive director of the Arkansas Ozark Natural Science Center, the Living River Environmental Center in Alabama, and the state director of conservation programs for the Mississippi chapter of the Nature Conservancy.